You know, it was a pretty good game here tonight. I thought you guys had a great scheme. I used it pretty well, and it was executed pretty well overall tonight. And the big difference is guys had some good looks, just couldn't convert your shots tonight.
Yeah, I think the beginning of the fourth quarter is what, you know, kind of separated the game, really. It was pretty balanced out most of the time. But, we kind of messed up on a couple of, defensive assignments there and let them throw it into the post there. And they were able to get, 8-point lead, I think, at one point in time. And we just missed some shots. You know, we had open looks. I thought Kyle took a couple, really nice shots, and it just kind of rattled in and out. We didn't shoot the ball particularly well tonight. And I think, to beat a team, at this caliber, you got to shoot the ball pretty well. And, we didn't do that tonight. Not that any team, I don't think either team shot the ball great, but, we battled, and for about 3.5 quarters right there, we did a pretty good job on their post, which is a chore in itself. But we cost us, a couple possessions early in the fourth, and they were able to spread it out on us.
I thought big story earlier in the game as well. Holcomb kind of had their way getting down underneath the glass to get some easy baskets early on. And I know that was a big kind of effort for you guys to keep them out of the paint, but they were underneath there early on. But you guys made those adjustments, made them earn those points down the way there. And you had to like your adjustments you made it and made on the defensive end.
Yeah, it was more the guys just – kind of getting used to the speed of it and kind of getting used to the movement of it. I mean, you can rehearse it at practice and go over it, but I mean, you can't duplicate what they do. Not with that size and with the execution that, that Coach Novak has over there with those guys. It's extremely hard to practice, with our scout team guys, going through that. But, early on, we got caught chasing over a couple screens, and that's not what we were supposed to do. So, the guys made the adjustment on the fly and did a better job. But, I think our guards did a pretty good job just, trying to keep the ball, trying to keep the guy with the ball, from just being able to see those guys, being extremely active with their hands and, trying to, eliminate some of those opportunities to throw it in over the post. So, for the majority of the game, we did a pretty good job with it.
It was good to see Jordan Horn kind of get back with his game there, 13 points. He's kind of been in a funk, and he comes with the first 5 points for you guys tonight. And then also another one that's really struggled the last few games is Drew Duff. He ended up with 9 points. It was good to see them kind of get back on the scoring side of things.
Yeah, with those guys, it comes down to their attitude and how they kind of approach the game. At times they kind of they overthink some things. And they kind of catch themselves off guard during the game. For those two, especially, they're great shooters. At practice, they've shown the ability to, really get hot. But in the game, at times they get a little hesitant and they don't want to pull the trigger. So when they're in attack mode, and I think they were better tonight, as far as being aggressive and really attacking the basket, and that led to some open shots. But, again, we weren't able to knock down enough of them. We didn't shoot the ball really, really well. But, give them credit for their effort.
Once again, it is Coach Brian Gentry joining us here post-game. Beavers lose a tough one here, 51-44, but turn around and it doesn't get any easier once again Friday with a trip down to Hugoton against the Eagles, second time battling those guys, and they've been kind of up and down here as of late here in the last few games.
Yeah, I think they get Leininger back, and to go along with the rest of them, they're extremely long, going to run the 1-3-1. They might mix in some man, but it's an extremely tough team to score against just because they shrink the floor and they're so long, and out there on their floor, their floor's not, particularly big. So it'll be hard to, kind of find some gaps and find some openings, but, get back after it tomorrow. And I think this is a good building block. It's kind of hard to look at it and you lose and think that, there's a lot of positives that come from it, but, mm-hmm. I think our guys' mindset is in a pretty good place. I think they're mentally they're engaged and they're ready to close out the season. So hopefully we can get on a little run and close it out strong.
Really, I thought overall tonight they took probably the intensity to a different level.
Oh, absolutely. And you don't have a choice when you're playing. When you're playing a team as good as Holcomb, you've got to set the bar at a higher level, and you've got to maintain that for four quarters. And I think we did that for the most part. But again, like I said, early on in the fourth, they were able to, get that lead on us. And it was pretty difficult to come back from because they're extremely talented.
Once again, Coach Brian Ginger joining us here post-game. Beavers lose a tough one, 51-44, but a great effort tonight for the Beavers. Coach, once again, thank you for the time, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Adam.